Okay, no. I've got a question regarding that. If okay. there are alternate universes, is the magma a problem at all?
Yes. Of Earth, yes. All the Earths.
Of Earth, but in yet, all the alternate universes don't give a hang about Earth, do they?
No, they don't. Because we're just trying to get the folks back to paradise, to heaven, to Canaan, to Andromeda, whatever you want to call it. Call it foie gras. We like foie gras. That's great. Call it, we're going back to foie gras. Okay, good. Let's go. Pack your shit.
Yeah.
Let's go to foie gras.
I would see a universe made of foie gras. No problem.
Okay, so Ion.
Wonderful.
The polar flip does not affect other universes.
No.
That's a question. Do they have polar flips?
It'll affect all the Earths. What you call Earths, as Noah's Earth, it'll affect all of those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other universes, no. Beetlejuice won't have
But it'll affect effect. All the Earths are in parallel universes or in other Earth
yeah,
Earths.
There's multi,
what are they?
There are other multiversions of Earth.
I see.
You're always Neat. Building a new one, Bob. Didn't you watch Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, for God's
yeah,
sake?
Yeah, I did, yep.
I always got one.
Yep.
They always got one in production.
Okay, the next question. Why are humans incapable of getting their act together to avoid a second wave of coronavirus?
Because they're so powerful, their humans are so powerful that they separated themselves from their power so completely that this winds or blaze of anything absolutely destroys their entire world. The tiniest little nothing. They build something up to have it ripped asunder. They pimp something up. One black person gets killed in Minnesota, and people are in the streets rioting all over the world over this person, and they kill black people all day, every day, all the time. And it's no big deal. Did it in Atlanta yesterday. Now they're out in the street burning Atlanta, even now. So it's the sympathetic. It's a sympathetic syncope, a sympathetic syncope. And so what happens is this wind that blows, there's been seven other corona-based viruses. This is the first virus, which was supposed to be a little Zika nothing. It was supposed to be nothing. But Carolyn got a hold of it and morphed it into this corona COVID. Now it's COVID. It's supposed to be something else, 20. That's morphed it into this whole other thing where it's become viral and bacterial simultaneously. So both apply. And now they're having a new rip in Beijing where they can't get to the, have to close down on a lockdown and meat, I mean, fish is no good. The new thing, the bacteria thing is on all the cutting boards. So all the fish that went out everywhere, that's all they have to eat is the fish. It's all poison, so they have to throw it all away. It's ridiculous. So it's just really amping up now because they had to get everybody out of their house. Now let the sin begin.
Okay, so you were just make sure people got it right. We're so powerful that we could cut ourselves off from power. That was your opening point, right?
Yeah. You're so powerful, you can cut your head off to prove that you have blood.
Are you still there, Derek?
I am. I mean, if there are parallel universes, is there any chance one day that people from the Earth can actually get into one of those?
People do it all the time. We have, if you were around more, you'd pick this up, but you're busy and have important things to do, so we understand that. But Bert is, he's all but mastered it. It's pretty amazing. We've got a couple of students of the arts that are pretty amazing.
Yeah, Derek, we were talking a lot about
Bentuin.
That.
Bentuin's got some of the formulas. He's working out some of the detailed formulas from a calculus percentage that allows you to understand quarks, how quarks apply, how you slip between dimensions. You got Bob and his dead bodies that are morphing into things, turning into a nice little piece of myosin sitting on the fireplace, on the hearth of the fireplace, looking through the little keyhole, There's a little bobblehead bobbing around over the place with J.R. Bob Dobbs forever, singing songs from C.K.L.N. a thousand years ago. It's pretty wonderful.
Yeah. Well, listen to this, Derek.
Hey,
well,
hey,
we
don't we include that, Bob? Give him that as the AI. Give him the Church of the Subgenius. Why don't you do that? That'd be perfect. It would apply, and it would be creative,
okay.
It would be innovative, and it certainly would be AI.
What are you saying? We should give what? You mean that to Derek's festival? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, to make that make it be a reunion for the Church of the Subgenius. It'd be fun.
Okay, Derek, we were talking about this an hour ago. It was pretty in detail. The overall principle I get from Ian is that Ian shows the implications and effects of eternity, that we live eternity. So we've had time, non-time, endless time to develop little tiny, tiny worlds and huge, big worlds. So, what's regular for me when I'm swimming, Derek, on my fourth lap, and I go for 45 minutes, 50 minutes, and on my last lap, I'm like waiting to finish, and it takes one-tenth the time. I leap. I can see it. I leap and slip into some place and then bypass the last 50 meters, and then I'm ahead. So I've had experience in my swimming of to do that. You go into another universe, and then you come back out. So that's interesting. So I understand the small level. Now I haven't flown out of the window here and gone into another huge world over Maui Bay. You know that hasn't. I haven't consciously done that.
You went to, Malachi. Went to Malachi though once.
Yeah, that's right across there. The main point Ian says, Derek, that no human has ever slept. When you go quote sleeping, you go to a parallel world because you've been limited by being in this world. So you need a break from it. You don't need a break by being unconscious. You just go to another world. So we're doing it all the time in what we call sleeping. So those are different. That's interesting, yes. Okay, one last point here, number six.
And Eric, it's where some of your best ideas come from. It's when you arise from your slumber because you clear the cobwebs, you confuse yourself, and are constantly doppelganging yourself in and out of your own constitutional repose. That allow you to have a different thought process. It's basically walk away from it, let it go, and then come back, and it seems clearer or with less rigidity. Sometimes it's what you're doing if you're practicing it otherwise. Groundhog Day, we say.
Okay. Yeah, I never understood why is it called Groundhog Day?
Ask Bob. He lives it every day from I Got You, Babe, even now.
Well, when you enter the world of no time, you hog the ground. You know, to quote McLuhan,
oh, okay.
You hog the ground. It's connected to the groundhog that comes out around February to see whether there's going to be six more weeks of bad weather or not. So
it's weeks of winter. So Punxsutawney Phil is a groundhog. That's us. And Bob is Bill Murray. He gets up every day to see if we are going to see our shadow or not. In the noir version, of course. Is it going to be a good day or is it going to be a bad day? We don't know, but we're going to do this every single day until we work it out. I Got You, Babe. And then it starts over another
You know
day.
That movie, Bill Murray, Groundhog Day, Derek?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, that's a good movie. He was just describing it.
Okay.
The final question is humanity now globalized not only by business, but more by the recognition of a common fate in face of the virus, is humanity capable of evolving to another stage of the tech body as it demonstrates during the alphabetic evolution 2,000 years ago?
No.
I put
no,
it
no, 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 no. Yeah, no, it doesn't because they're looking for something to take them out, Bob. They're looking. Mm. They invented the A-bomb. They invented the hydrogen bomb. They invented the virus. They invented the drones to kill them in their beds. They created the microwave radiation, the NOAA, the run the thing, blow the earthquakes. They figured out everything they could figure out, and they've made so much power, but they keep pumping it back into the Black Mirror, just like they did, well, in Pentecost, when they finally got their power in Pentecost, and they were imbued by power from the Holy Spirit, you know, the mob, that was the mob back then. It was the Rat Pack with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he gave it all to everybody, and they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't have it. Well, then they got magically imbued with their power. And what'd they do with it? They left it. Put it into the mail. Put it back behind the veil. And now pumped it all into the black mirror. So you're having that experience right here, right now. But everything you experience here forward will be what the tech body allows. Isn't it interesting that Eric's doing an AI symposium now in a large scale, because that's all there is now? Who's painting anymore? And if they are painting, who's buying it? Nobody. So,
are you still there, Derek?
I am. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm trying to make sense of all of this. It's not easy, but I'm working on it.
No, it's not easy. You have to re-listen to it. So your final point, which is interesting, I think you're talking about Catherine Fitz's email that you sent me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Now, we did a whole session on her. Ian was, of all the fringe thinkers in 2010 that we went through, Ian was impressed with Catherine Fitz. So Ian knows Catherine Fitz, knows of her. So she has a statement about vaccines that you might be able to see in my mind, Ion. What do you make of Catherine Fitz's history and why she's so pissed off at the vaccination scene?
Well, she's just trying to point out the incredulity that they would create something that doesn't work, that can't work, that they're going to put on everybody to see if it works, when they know full well that the half-life of it is worse than the sum total of the gain, and yet they're willing to do it anyway.
Yeah, now Derek told me he's a bit confused about the vaccination thing. Maybe ask something particular about vaccines and see what Ian says, Derek.
Yeah, the fact is that, of course, I understand the question of the vaccine being less in. What I don't understand is why people are so worried and connecting it with some kind of world order that they accuse Bill Gates of trying to push in.
Oh, yeah. No. It's not that. It's not that. It's getting you used to that process, you see. Homeopathy doesn't work. If it did, you could ascend. We would have a homeopathic version, a vaccine to let you ascend, if that were the case. That's not what happens. What happens is they're just trying to break down the chain amino acids in the meat sack body that allow you to stay at a certain level of what you call the dead water. When you get in a deep pool, the deeper you get, the water's dead. There's no oxygen in it, so it's just layers of dead water after a certain point. And what the vaccines typically do are pull you down to a position where you're so low, you don't get high enough to catch the bigger, better stuff, basically. Now, if you're talking about something that comes from a tincture that you're engaging from that level, like, say, you have a problem with pollen, we would say go roll in pollen. Get up so much of it in your system that you'll be sick as a dog for 3 days, but then you basically build an immunity to it, and you overcome it, okay? But that's not what they're doing here. They're taking a synthetic capacity that's dead, introducing it into the body, and see what grows out. And the problem is that what they're vaccinating for may have nothing to do with what the virus that they're vaccinating actually is for.
Let me say this, Derek. So, no, that's a really good detail, Simon, but the issue is, why does Bill Gates become a figure for some global corrupt plan?
We don't know. We don't see him as a head of anything. He can't even pay his bills.
But why has he become a figure for the conspiracy theorists?
Because they've stopped talking about him. Any attention, he's like Donald Trump. Bad attention, still attention, Bob. He's a nothing. He's dispelled out of Microsoft. What the fuck is Microsoft? But he's supposed to be the king of the world. Richest man in the motherfucking world, and nobody gives a fuck who he is. Well, I want something from his trust. Well, that's all anybody wants. That's all they want from you, too, Bob, is your money. You give them trillions of dollars, and they don't even say thank you. So, piss on them.
So you're saying Bill Gates is encouraging this image about himself?
Sure. Beats nothingness, the void, becoming the void. In about 30 seconds, people are going to say, oh, Bill Gates. I mean, they say, who? Oh, he invented Microsoft. What the fuck is Microsoft? It's a big soft thing? Is that like a mega? I want a mega hard. I don't want a Microsoft. I want a mega hard.
That's where I'm at here. You are not answering the question. Why are people considering that somebody is trying to take over the world using vaccine and Bill Gates and Soros and all these people are accused of being part of some kind of deep state? Now, you tell me about that.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's tech body. That's not them. They're getting blamed for it. They have nothing to do with it. That's tech body 101. Feeding the hysteria.
So the tech body's doing that.
Humans give up their power.
Yeah, but the people are accusing...
They'll accuse something else tomorrow. They'll accuse you if you give it long enough. They accuse Bob about this. Hell yeah, I did. I fucked every one of them. I did it. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, and I poisoned the communion wine, and everybody died. Yeah, I did that. I did that. And it's like, what are you doing, Bob? You can't do that. He's like, but I did. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I probably did. I don't remember. I don't do nothing, but I don't know. But to see the lightness of that whole thing. Humans are so powerful that they're always looking for a reason. It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you place the blame.
So it's a little man phenomenon, Derek, that's always happening.
Okay. It is. But they're also bringing down the 5G towers, and they are fighting, and they have huge numbers of followers.
There are no 5G towers yet. They aren't producing 5G yet. They don't have a telephone to run 5G yet. There is no 5G yet. They're working on it, but there's no 5G tower. It won't even run from the tower side. It'd be more satellite-based. Otherwise, you just have a really big 4G.
So people hallucinating, projecting that 5G is already here. What information out there makes them think it's already here?
Because they're having a funk.
There's a lot of fake news going on about all of this, and people believe in fake news. Of course, they wait for fake news.
Okay.
So there's no doubt about it. We've got a problem. We have a global political problem between the people who think that they're going to be turned into robots by emanations of the 5G.
They're not going to be.
And the other people are saying, let's run for some order here.
They're going to be dead. They're not going to be
okay,
robots.
So Derek,
they're going to be
dead. They're picking up that they're going to die, and they're looking for who to blame before they die. So you agree with Ion, Derek, that the towers are not here yet. The 5G structure is not here yet.
No, it isn't here yet, although it's being very rapidly put in place. And those towers, I've seen pictures of them. Maybe it's another fake news, but there are pictures of people bringing down those towers, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, they are burning the towers,
Don't doubt they're bringing. Don't doubt anything about the tower. That's not the issue. But there's no 5G in that tower they're taking down. That's the point.
Yeah, I agree. Agree. That's true.
Now,
it's all symbolic. It's a symbolic warfare. It really is, and this is why all the questions that we're asking here may have some kind of complete wrong ground, but the effects and the figures are really working at each other.
Thank you. Oh, that's wonderful. Ooh, Bob, we were swooned. We were the clamps just for a second there. He's acknowledging the tech body. We're so excited. We're doing a good job. It's so wonderful. Thank you. Hey, this is good, Bob.
Well, you're welcome. I have to leave here.
Yeah.
No, Derek.
I finally drug somebody in here that has a value. How wonderful.
So, Derek, you got to go. So let me just wrap up.
Yeah.
Ion is 8/11 of the tech body, according to Ion. And so that's us. So that's why Carolyn triggered the coronavirus, which is a preposterous statement But, you know, we're the hidden ground here. And the update is Ion said today that the virus is in meat and fish, and he suggested people are starting to go a little bonky because of the present virus. And the reason Trump and them want them to get back to work is that the virus is at their home. The mask doesn't stop it. It's at home. So get them out of the home. That's actually what they're thinking back at the White House. So that's the latest.
Yeah, I think, in the morning, take a swig of bleach and then go to work.
What'd you say? Go to the beach? What was the first part?
No, in the morning, with your coffee, take a swig of bleach and then go to work.
No, he didn't. He didn't recommend that. What Ian is telling us, and Trump will listen to this show to find out what's going on, is the latest, is that people are getting pretty unstable and projecting that the 5G is here because the virus is getting in their brains from the food they're eating. That's the latest from Ion. I have no proof that Ion's right, but it's been right in retrospect.
Well,
so
we
far.
Do. We'll do. Beijing, China, you can see it everywhere. They've taken all the cutting boards. It's on the cutting board. They've gotten the shit of all the fish, and they've quarantined Beijing, not Wuhan. They done got the big house, boss. So if you believe that, then there's your proof.
So that's not made the headlines that they've quarantined Beijing.
Meanwhile, in Atlanta, we'll be shooting niggers. Don't worry about us over in the mainland. We'll be taking care of all the problems, one bullet at a time. It's just Black Lives Matter, and they figured out how many they can kill and make a big to do about it. That's
okay, guys.
So hysterical.
I thank you all, but I really have to run.
Okay, well, thank you. Very good question,
okay.
Derek. Excellent.
Bye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Now, we bring Mark back. Mark, did you have some more? Where's Mark? Mark there? Well, he wasn't supposed to take me literally. I told him to go away.
Send him away. You sent him. I said, hey, you sent his ass away. Get out!
Well, he should be smarting up. We don't mean anything we say. So, okay, so let's see if he comes back. I'll play a little music. Is everybody agree to the music? Do you want any music? That was very good with Derek. Good topic.
Unless it's not ridiculous.
Let me check. Geez, Bert's not even here. Who's been here a while? Okay.
They're sick of your zeitgeist that you drag these vulgar people in from the last second, try to run something.
Okay, I'm trying to get Alyssa, but she's all echoed up, right? Okay, Alyssa.
Oh.
Hey there, Alyssa.
Hey there, Alyssa.
She's gone too. Okay, maybe this is for.
You've now, maybe they took you literal and they all left. They said, fuck you, we're out of here. Left their phones
Nick
off.
And,
so you think you're talking
and,
to you. Maybe you got
Michael.
Knocked off an hour ago. You're not even there anymore. Maybe that's what happened.
Are you there, Nick or Michael? Let's go see if what they say in the chat line.
Moses stood on holy ground.
Can you guys hear me?
Down,
anybody want to? Hey, Sherry, can you hear us? Are we still here? Okay. Now, Michael, wasn't that great with Derek?
It was entertaining for sure, Bob.
Well, what about the information that came out? You're fired. You're fired, Michael. That's not what we want to hear. Go away. Yeah. I'm blow
okay.
you away.
Says, I'm going to mute
okay
myself,
pussy.
Bob.
It was okay.
Yeah,
pussy,
mute yourself. You said yourself to an hour of muting.
But what's wrong with the pussy? It smelled a little bit. That's what's wrong. I just had to smell. It wasn't
maybe
bad.
Nick
it
has been good. Poisoned by the meat. What do you have to say, Nick? No, oh, Nick didn't make it. He was killed by the beat. okay, who can we? Okay, Jermaine. Okay, Jermaine, did you enjoy that? Did you learn anything? Jesus. Jesus, nobody. We're going to have to go over and talk to Finland. Nina, who knows nothing. Nina is always over her head. What did you make of that, Nina?
It sure was entertaining.
Entertaining? Well, okay. There were key issues that were discussed. You guys are disgusting.
He said it wasn't entertaining, Bob.
Yeah, well, we could ask Bart, but Bart, he's like not really with us anymore, is he? Bart fucked off and never made it back. Well, we'll try. Okay, Bart, give me a fucking intelligent response. Yes, it's entertaining, of course. But what do you have to say about the Kirk? What did you fucking learn, Bart?
How can I help?
Yes, that's what we're asking. How could you help us? Not very much. You can't. But I'm just asking you, as an innocent dangling ganglia, did you learn anything from our half hour with Derek?
Well, I didn't catch
the pituitary. That's very close to the pituitary.
Yes.
That's very close to the pituitary. Well, the section that I heard, I recall, Derek was debating about the tech body and fake news. And
okay, you didn't hear nothing. You didn't hear anything. Okay, luckily, Bert,
nobody cares about this bullshit. Nobody cares.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'll find out. You'll find out. Now, Bert, he's sensible. So, Bert, it was very impressive that Ion named the artists for the festival, and Derek knew two of them, except for the third guy. That was impressive. But we know that Ion got the names out of Derek's head. Right, Bert?
Yes. And I heard him say the names, but I couldn't type them. They were so quick. Of course, I'm not familiar with those names. But and Ion gave out a little few clues about the tech body at the end, more so that, you know, because he pointed out, like, who's the blame, you know, is it Soros and Gates? And Ion basically said the tech body is responsible for all this going on. All this going on.
The content.
Which is,
all the content.
Yeah. Content, all the content. And then the 5G, it gave more details on the 5G that, you know, there's no 5G yet, and although there's like a lot of ads, but Ion said it doesn't make sense to have a tower when all it's going to be satellite-based, which is something they said a while ago, that it's going to be satellite-based, but it's not ready yet.
Right, so let me say this. When Ion mentioned Soros and Bill Gates, remember Ion defined tech body a week or so ago as a collage and assemblage of the fears of little men. Remember that?
Yes. That's right, yes.
So who were the archetypal boogeymen over the last couple of years? George Soros and Gates. So naturally, tech body would mirror them back to the little men. That's what they're already afraid of.
Joy.
Part of the archive.
And Joy Behar. Don't forget her.
Oh, yeah, Joy Behar. Anti-Joy. So that makes total sense that little man's projections already about those two guys are part of the fears that the tech body makes in a collage, mirroring the fears of people, the quadriphenic, the whole variety of fears.
Yes.
So that'd be the mirror of fears, huh?
Right. Now, are you doing that? Or the 311th is doing that. Who's responsible for playing up the fear?
Fiddle-dee-dee, Bob. We don't know nothing about converting no fears. What would we know about fear? We don't know nothing about
Why is I doing
babies.
It? Scott's right. I is trying to kill humanity on many levels.
Well, they're about dead anyway, in their defense.
Okay, you want to say anything else, Bert?
Ion was more upright or forefront in presenting what is the deal with the electromagnetic wave going away. It's the whole thing of is our skin needs to adapt to the to be able to adjust to the microwave and gamma radiation. That was very, very straightforward what they presented to Derek, so he'll know. Is Derek on the product?
Well, Derek has.
Do you know?
Well, he expressed about 3 weeks ago how to buy them. I don't know if he's done it.
Maybe he hasn't, yeah. But the thing is he doesn't know who or what, like anybody, they're talking to. He's talking to. So he says he got good questions. We get fantastic answers yes. from Ion or for us, you and me at least. We get the value of them. Bart and them, they're all fucking buzzed off and damaged in their brains. They didn't keep up with the pace, which I will address in the second private session you're going to hear, the second hour. But anyways, Bert, you recognize the wonder and breakthrough of the Derek half hour.
Always. Ian was very, very nice to him this time. I mean, Ian would put their nose
in
touch.
Yeah, better than he damn, better than he damn deserved, but yeah.
But
I know.
It was, but I could see he was getting twisted up by Ian's answers because Ian was really flowing, he's looking for a yes or a no or one subject answer, and Ian just weaves it in that he's like, oh, I'm going to confuse. My question is he re-listening to it? Because he would get more when he re-listens to what Ian presented.
Yeah,
to
I think
he
so.
He was so busy, he was too busy trying to make another statement about the question that he already asked to validate or vindicate his position that we were supposed to juxtapose him into or not. But after a little bit, it's like, just ask your question and shut the fuck up, and they'll answer. If you like it, good. We don't care if you don't like it. If you don't like it, don't goddamn come back. Stop trying to tell us what you like and don't like, because we could give a flying flippity flap fuck what you think about what we know.
We know that, and he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. Each week, he likes to come back. He finds it very interesting.
I don't understand. He said, I don't understand. I don't like it. I didn't like this, and I don't know what that's about. I don't know what you're talking about.
So what? We all say the same thing here. We say the same thing.
Yeah, but you hang around for 20 hours to share that position. You don't stroll in for 5 minutes or an appointed time. The world has to stop now.
Why not have somebody who does that? It's a kidding virus to the rest
the maid's
of people.
Here. Oh, the maid's here. We've got to clean up. The maid's here. Well, my man, the maid's supposed to clean up. Why you got to clean up for the maid? Don't make no sense.
Don't worry about it. We've got Scott here, and we had Derek, and then we'll get that coach host back. We'll get that coach host back, people.
Okay. Ooh, we like lesbians. That'd be nice. Get us some nice lesbians. They run that. That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Makes every movie much better.
It's like what at Emory University, they do the charting of JW's body, his family. You need the charting. Well, Derek and Scott are the charting we're doing. We're bringing in people who have sort of had some kind of clout somewhere else on an intellectual level.
Do they?
And we show them here.
Do they? Do they really?
No, but they're more than Bert has. Bert got no fucking chart credibility out there. Nobody here has any credibility. I don't have any credibility.
You don't have to have credibility if you're charting. You're just writing down what happened. You're just getting.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing with Derek. We're writing down what's happening.
That's it.
Oh,
listen, I'm in charge of this fucking thing, and I have certain ways that I can see to help our position as the shareholders.
That's why we're complaining.
Yeah, stop complaining about my management style.
Management? You call that management? Ooh, now that's rich. That's rich.
That's right.
I'm the resident manager, Bert. I'm in charge. Well, I feel better now. Ooh, we can go to bed. Fuck, we can go to bed happy now. We know Bob's the manager. Ooh, yeah. Wake up, Carolyn. Go get Carolyn. That's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Carol. We have little Carol in here to quote the song.
Yeah.
Portal.
That song means something now. It used to didn't mean anything, but it does now, don't it, Paul?
That does mean something now. Yep. So did Nina, what happened? Did we get, no, Nina didn't have anything to say. So nobody has anything to say, right? Bert, we've exhausted Bert. Here's Jermaine, or Jack. You have something to say, Jermaine? Or Jack? Jack sounds like he's in a super.
I got something to say.
Well, fix your fucking mic so we can hear it.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's good.
Hey, we can hear you now.
Hey, what's up, Ayan? What's up, Bert? What's up, everybody?
Hey, but this ain't so very long, Jack. What do you say about the Kirkhoff? That's the issue here.
Oh, I think Kirkhoff was great.
Great. Yeah, lot. Tell us something. Not great. That didn't mean anything. Everything's great to you, Jack.
I know. I mean, do we have to talk about that?
Oh, my God. You're muted. Jesus Christ, Jack. You're fucking retard. I don't know how we tolerate you. You
trying to be nice.
You're a disgrace to your race.
Everybody feels the same way, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
Bob.
Go ahead, Jack. Bert. Bert knows the value of it.
Bob, did you notice, and I noticed that last time Derek was on, Ion in between calls him Eric instead of Derek.
Yes, he thinks he's talking to Eric McClure, and he puts the two together. Now, they were good friends. They knew each other, so I can understand what Derek's doing, or what Ion's doing. Yes. Eric and Derek. That's who you're addressing, because Eric's listening, correct, Ion?
Yeah. Next week we're going to call him Tubby Knocker Doobie Shit. That's what we're going to call him next week.
No, that's a good point, Bert. He is addressing both Eric and Derek there. I'll tell Derek that.
I heard that. I was like, a couple times, he said, yeah, Eric, and you're doing this. And I'm like, I wonder if he's noticing that Ian's calling.
He said Eric last week. He said it a couple times now, a couple sessions.
Yes.
But that's because Eric is lurking. Correct, Ion?
Oh, yeah. Scared to death.
Is he hoping Derek
they don't have enough McLuhan plots to save them all, Bob.
Yes. So is he worried that Derek might reveal something, or he's hoping Derek, as a representative of Eric, will hold up Eric's weak reputation? Is that what Eric
words
is nervous about?
Too many words.
Okay, well, what is Eric nervous about? What's Eric nervous about?
Living, Bob, living.
But he's dead already, so why is he worried about that?
Because it's an eternal thing, Bob. And that's kicked in that he's on the wrong side of eternity.
Aha. Uh-huh. Is he worried for his son?
Yeah.
And his sisters and the whole gang of them.
Yeah.
All right. So what should I do, Bert? I could play some music and then play the final hour of the incredible private session, or should I go straight into the private session?
Go right into private session, Bob.
Your music hadn't been very good this week. Oh, sorry.
All participants are now unmuted.
Private session.
Your music has been very good this week.
All participants are now muted.
Did Bert agree with Ion that the music was no good this week, Bart, you just said?
Yeah, I don't exactly agree with everything I say, though.
Right, and you're just going with the moment. So right now, the music, you'll tell me the music was great, right?
Yes. But again, I don't agree with everything I say.
I know, you're schizoid, quadriphenic, the whole
disease. But I'm with Bert.
Okay. What?
I'm with Bert. I say go into the private session.
Okay, most people said that. All right. Okay, so I got to get Bill. Let's get Bill's attention. Panic button. Ready to play. To play part two. My special private communique to Bill. So remember, Bill, it's about the Thompson section, 57-minute point. We went into it a bit. If you could replay the beginning of the Thompson part. Let's see. Gets to respond. Okay, well, I assume Bill's listening, so I start the... Okay, he started. That's right. He just told me to start it.
Hey, I just noticed today in the headlines, Attorney General Bill Barr.
Well, you have to vaccinate cereal. Now he's got to bring us the milk.
No, are you kidding? Yeah. The Time Falling Bodies Take the Light, published 1981, page 150. He said, he's giving a review of long-range history. And he says, the women as gatherers had slowly transformed gathering into gardening and agriculture. And that was the years from 9,000 to 6,500 B.C. The vast storages of grains produced the economic surplus that enabled the men to turn hunting into a nostalgic sport, an atavistic ritual, and trade, they turned trade into their major economic activity. Just that. The 9,000 to 6,500, he has different 2,000 levels, 2,000-year chunks of a trend, pre-agriculture, then agriculture, and then moving into big cities. Are this accurate? Because there's no time, but is there any accuracy to the datings 9,000 to 6,500 B.C.? Or we don't know when that was because the calendars have never been accurate. So it's not true that those numbers have any reality.
They are surreal, Bob. They are surreal.
I can get that. So did early humans, hominids, when they moved out of the forest and on the savanna, it was more dangerous. So the male...
We like how you say savanna. It's a savanna. We like how you say savanna.
Savanna. And we did that. You're repeating yourself. So the savanna. to the savanna.
Now you're repeating yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so they move on to savanna, and the females felt vulnerable out there with the lions. They weren't as protected as in the forest. So they developed, they moved from estrus to sexual activity, front on front, not this instant silliness that was before that. They started to emphasize sexual attraction to bring the men around them who were running around hunting and having fun with their buddies. Mm-hmm. So that changed. That was the first response for the females. And then they started gardening, and agriculture developed. Did that kind of stuff happen? Or, since we were always here, and I was here, and I was in New York City, and all these places in the timeless zone, that this evolution that Thompson gets from archaeology and anthropology and Darwin didn't happen? Do you agree that none of that happened?
None of it occurred. Now, some of it's going to, but it hasn't yet.
Well, what would going to? We've already evolved to, we're already humans. What would they... Wait a minute.
Are you nuts? You're two nickels short of a happy meal, Bob. Oh Lord, that is rich. Where you come up with that high-minded notion?
I've been hanging around with the Andromedans for thousands of years, and I've grown fond of them. And so I think
you mean the Canaanite?
Whatever you call those post-Moses reality.
We like it. We like it because they're making autonomous zones, and they don't even know how to spell autonomous now, Bob. It's pretty fun.
Okay, who's doing that? That's Peter Lamborn Wilson. And what are you saying? Well, who's doing this? Making autonomous zones? Who's doing that?
You're Seattle now that's raping women.
Really? Is that what they're saying? Some guy from Antifa college student is running it.
No, this black guy that looks like a gorilla.
And he's running around and ruining the neighborhood. Yeah. And they call it autonomous zones? Is that what you're saying, Kelly? Jesus Christ. So Trump loves it. He's going to love this.
He loves it. They're making their own cereal, and all he's got to bring is the milk.
Okay, so you know, it's very interesting reading Thompson's taking the latest scholarship of what you call prehistory, pre-Sumer, pre-civilization, and how hominization happened and symbolization, early writing and language, and then agriculturalization. When we arrived, when I brought people here from Andromeda, in this place we call Earth, we were fully able to have cities and new technologies or whatever we developed. We already had. So there's no slow evolution of ape to man, to hominid, to early human settlements. None of that is actually
well,
correct.
Well, until you get your Thunderdome. Once you get the Thunderdome, it'll be different.
Yeah, what does that refer to? You talking about the actual movie?
Yeah.
So I've got to look up Thunderdome to see what the movie was about, and then apply.
You remember? One come out.
Yeah. So you're saying the cultural or weird kind of evolution is coming due to the ascension process. So little humans will devolve back to the scenario Thompson said happened 10,000 years ago. Right?
They're coming to that, yeah. Well, they're doing it now. They're shitting on themselves. They're running around licking themselves. They're picking mites off of each other's body and eating them. They're living outside. They're living in fucking trees. They're eating garbage. They're shooting shit into them. They don't even know what they're doing. They're running around doing all this kind of stuff, robbing, raping, killing, screaming, yelling at things like the Walking Dead. Yeah, they're evolving. You're so hysterical. Humans have arrived. They know which knee to switch into the needle to stick in their arm now. They've arrived. Every time they give themselves a shot, they shot themselves instead of who they were giving it to. It's the damn thing. They figured out. They've evolved. They know which side the sharp end of the needle is now.
Okay, so Thompson sums up, this effort to keep the comfort of the forest world out in the savannah so the women change their bodies so they can attract the male. He called it the first nativistic movement. That's ridiculous, mm-hmm. right? Because none of this happened.
It is. Because, see, the war paint, if war paint's what did it, nobody would ever fuck an ugly woman.
If the war paint did it, you mean what women, their makeup?
Yeah, if makeup made it work, then no one would ever sleep with ugly women. But men don't care really, really, really. They just want to engage. Some people are into that. Some of them are into trash. Some people bad smells, Bob. The scat lovers love that.
Back in the day, people used to say, you'd hear young teenage guys would say, it's not the face you're fucking.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah. Well, it depends on the relationship. So you have a nice fellatio-based relationship, then those missing teeth mean something to you.
So you're saying,
be aware, you see.
If there was no makeup, then ugly women wouldn't have been screwed? Is that what you were saying?
No. We're saying if Thompson was saying that didn't work, and we're saying that makeup didn't make women more attractive, otherwise, ugly women would never have babies. They would never have relationships. And ugly women have a lot of relations, see? Because the stupid guys know they can fuck the ugly women anytime. And the pretty girls, they have to chase, and the pretty girls end up eating by themselves, and the fat ugly ones are the ones. How'd they get fat, Bob? Somebody took them to dinner.
What is Thompson doing that you parallel that point about the makeup?
You were talking about the tribal. You're talking about how the gatherers had to paint themselves in such a way to draw penises that they could pleasure themselves with and how they went about that process of engaging coitus with stupid men who didn't know what pussy was nor what to do with it.
Right. The hominid males, the screw of the hominid females, regardless whether they're estrus or not, what you're saying.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so this, did Thompson realize
he liked how you applied estrus. That was nice. That was nice.
Yes, yes.
That means in cycle.
Right. So here, it's autonomic, cycle.
Mm.
So here it is, 40 years later, Thompson was writing 40 years ago what I'm reading here. Did he realize it was all bullshit? Or he just wouldn't know because he's conventionally sophisticated, conventionally educated, and he believes in the Darwin and the anthropology.
Yeah. He's like Scott. He don't fit in the Trojans either.
He don't fit in the Trojans?
Correct.
The condoms? He didn't use condoms?
Well, he was making references to the Trojan horse, but we morphed that into condominium, however used.
Okay, so you're saying Trump, what we're saying, Thompson wouldn't believe, because he believes in conventional education themes.
Correct. Well, so he's got to validate it. You can say anything you want to, but that's in the fiction column. See, you have to sort this out. It's the Edward R. Murrow scandalous living, you see. Where you have to validate what you say.
Right, and we aren't validating it, so it's not a problem for him. We're not validating what we're saying, so he goes back to what seems to be validated. Correct?
In essence, but see, he's not even, yes, in essence, but even he isn't good at it, so whatever.
All right, so what is he so depressed about right now?
Oh, that there's no bad protesters and there's no good cops.
He would like to have bad protesters. That would make sense to him.
Yes. Well, it's logical that people are forfeiting the rule of law so they can shit on somebody else's doorstep. That seems ridiculous. But that's what he and the Upside Down caused, because of his pie-eyed ideology that created an auto-nomad zone.
It's out of his own. So he doesn't know that he's Upside Down, and he thinks, where are the decent people that he, like, despairing and civilization falling apart?
Oh, that's like that song on the White Album, isn't it? All the Lovely People. Mm-hmm.
No, but is he despairing because civilization's falling apart, he thinks?
He doesn't know. I mean, he's so deluded, he doesn't even have a clue, Bob.
Okay. All right.
He's like Gurdjieff. He's like Gurdjieff. What does he know? He doesn't know anything. He knows he doesn't. He doesn't even, the problem is Thompson knows he doesn't know anything. Gurdjieff thinks he knows something and doesn't know anything. So,
which is worse? Yeah. So back in May 2010, you said Gurdjieff was running around the realms, developing contracts. Is he doing that in the realm of not knowing, and he doesn't know anything, so he thinks contracts are important?
I guess. He's trying to find a gate, but he doesn't have a key. And when he finds the key, he can't find the gate. So, seems to be a hard rub.
Yeah, is he, still motivated to make contracts? Still doing that?
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't noticed we're talking about him.
Trying to.
Yeah, he hasn't heard us talk about him, critique him.
He doesn't engage it. He tries not to. He's heard, but, you know, he just said
he's not taking it seriously.
Well, it's not, yeah, a little bit, but he doesn't want to respond because then he's in the soup, you see.
Right. Okay, here's a point. You said in passing, I think, recently, that the 33rd parallel protects people from the flipping poles. Did you say that?
It doesn't protect you from losing the electromagnetic field. So, no, but what it does is it gives you the best chance, because that's when the yarmulke is coming back together, too. So if you've got a chance, you want to be as close to that as possible.
We don't even care
anymore, because everybody was told under penalty of fucking death to move. They're like, do I have another 99 years? Do I have another 30 minutes? Okay, Ion. Okay, Ion.
in 30 minutes before I have to go, please have Bob send me an email. Okay, he said. Just check fivebody.com. Just send your suggestion to fivebody.com, and all will be adjudicated. It'll be perfect. Send it to fivebody.com.
Mm-hmm. And we know where that ended up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
it's a pretty amazing non-physical that can get rid of fivebody.com. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, now, the steam, I did notice that. You said, in the midst of this 33rd parallel talk, the other day, you said, the Yarmulke continent, you said it as if it was there. Now you're saying it's coming back. It's going to happen real fast.
Well, there's not time, Bob, so
Is that part of preparing the Earth to be the vehicles to go through the Stargate?
Let's just say those words are sound. They're not exactly sound, but they're close. So we'll just say yes, but just know later more words will probably come about that.
Yeah. We're going to the imaginary Andromeda. And the imaginary Andromeda has the reunited Yarmulke continent.
Right.
And it's neither here nor there. You go through, you appear to go through the sun.
Both.
But
both.
You go in both directions, yes. People have to change their visual space conditioning that we're going someplace out there. No, we're going to be going in all directions at once. This is what you're implying. Because we're going from physical to imaginary, imaginary back to physical. Stop trying to visualize it. Stop trying to figure out what to pack when you go. Because you're not leaving. It's coming to us. Okay.
Well, it's just across the River Jordan.
Yes, yes. So that was what you meant by River Jordan all these years. Going across the River Jordan was this starting point. All right.
Yeah.
We know.
And that's why the song comes into Canaan Land is just in sight.
Right.
You lost Corny.
I see. She's out there sunning. She's out there sunning and now she's looking, trying to see in the sun how to make her, she's given up. She ain't gonna try to get back on. Is that us coming back? Are you there, Ian?
No. Okay. We're here.
Okay, so we're talking about this interesting... All through the years, you talked about going over the River Jordan. There's various themes, motifs, phrases you would repeat. Well, it all comes down to now, where we know now that you were referring to the flipping of the poles. So there's actually only a few themes to get.
Right. That's what we said. We said we've answered every fucking question that's ever been asked. Why?
Yes, but you didn't tell us the key point about the flipping of the poles.
You didn't ask. We told you everything about it. We told you what was going to happen, how it was going to happen. We told about the EMP. We told about paradise burning. We told about the Mississippi River going backwards. We told about water covering the big toe of the Statue of Liberty in New York City.
Maybe some stranger passed through. They said, that sounds like the flipping of the pole, but you didn't encourage that point to be reinforced for us to know.
Well, you had to have something to do, Bob. Otherwise, you'd get stuck in LaRouche. Thompson's bad enough. Don't go to the LaRouche quadrant. It's worse.
Okay, so I suspected that we've been talking for 22,000 hours because you had to wait till you got
31,000.
31,000. That's a 31,000 dial kill. 31,000. Look at that, Carolyn. She's watching Beatle music or Fox porn. But she, American Graffiti. American Big Deal. The American Big Deal show.
She went straight to the White Album after that then, right? So she could watch some Beatle music.
Yeah, the American Idol. Okay, so here's the thing. I am dithered for 10 years because we had to get to this position. You had to get Trump in the White House. You had to get Bob in charge. That's what we were waiting for, right?
We had to get you some faithful sadomasochists to hang around.
Yeah. So,